Four DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any further traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, nothing heard. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right you portion. This being Wednesday night, the right you portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the right you, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over to the echo link. First, I'd like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla up there in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Rush. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KC4HAN, that's Mr. Chan over in Easley. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KQ4TGH, that's Mr. Jonathan over here in Easley. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard in Piedmont. And KM4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over now to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, Landon in Greenville. Be in and out.
West, SID, this is Craig in Greer, and I'll be waiting for the swap meet.
This is Chris and this is KQ4SCK. This is Chris in Greenville.
KI4DOS. This is N4CRV Lee Simpsonville. I'll be in and out.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Great group of folks on Echo Link tonight. Now I would like to say good evening to KO4YHY. That's my neighbor Jim over there across the creek in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4SID, that's Mr. Craig, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg, hope you're doing well. And KQ4SZK, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And N4CRV, that's Mr. Lee in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lee. Hope you're doing well. Great group of folks on EchoLink tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all take care, and thanks again for checking in tonight. We'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, gang. Everybody on the net. Please check in. N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim Julian in your mic. Location Greenville, South Carolina. And just check me in and out tonight, gang. Good evening, everybody on the net. N4NLR.
Yes. Please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 732 all on the net. And tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Hello, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rat you. Be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello. And Gary, I do have an announcement. An announcement to make about our ham fest next year.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Steven, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steven. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Steven, do your announcement now.
I have some information pertaining to our ham fest next year here in Greenwood.
Go ahead.
Gary, our ham fest for next year here in Greenwood is on. Repeating, it will be held. It is back on next year. The date of the ham fest is January the 11th, 2025. Again, the date is January the 11th, 2025. It will be held at the St. Mark's
United Methodist Church facility on River Street here in Greenwood. B, and Gary, this year, next year, instead of calling it the Greenwood Ham Fest, we will be calling it the Gars Fest. Again, instead of the Greenwood Ham Fest, we will be calling it the Gars Fest. But there will be. I was present at our club's monthly meeting last night, Gary, and there should be information posted after the first of next month concerning our Ham Fest on our website, which is whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. That is W4GWD.org. And there will be, you should be, after the first next month, you ought to be able to go to that website, which is our website, click on the Ham Fest tab, and there should be links. And after you click on the Ham Fest tab, Gary, there should be links. Once you click on the Ham Fest tab, there should be links guiding you to where you need to be. But again, Gary, our Ham Fest is on for next year. Again, it will be January the 11th, 2025 of next year at the River Street facility of the St. Mark's United Methodist Church here in Greenwood. The time of the doors opening for general admission, everything else is the same. The only thing different is the venue for next year, but Gary, that is the information I have as far as the location and the date, and I will get you a physical once I know it. But all of that information should be available. Information should be available on our club's webpage on the Ham Fest tabs after the first of the month. But Gary, just with all that information being given, our Ham Fest is on. Our Ham Fest, Gary, is on for next year.
It's KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Steven for bringing that announcement to the net. That is the Greenwood Ham Fest is going to be held this year, or next year, January the 11th of 2025, at the River Street facility of St. Mark United Methodist Church. And you can find out information from their website after the 1st of September at w4gwd.org. That's whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. Has anyone need any fields? Like everybody got it. Look forward to seeing you and Miss Jennifer down there in January. Keep us informed, and I do appreciate you bringing that to the net tonight. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Edgewood, Kentucky. Just mark me short time tonight. Thanks for holding the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up there in Edgewood, Kentucky. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. You have a safe trip back to Asheville when you head back this way. And I just wanted to tell you, Duncan, you did a fantastic job on Echo Link calling the net on Monday from up there in Kentucky. But do appreciate you taking the time to do that and taking the time to check in with us tonight. Y'all have a safe visit and a safe trip back. Going back to the RF check-ins, let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. Enjoy. And good evening to all, and I'll be negative and negative.
Cornelius.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in and out Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenborough and tell Joy hello for me. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
Cornelius. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO 4, QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Don.
Good evening, Chris.
QLS. Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor, KQ 4, QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening. Thanks for holding the net, and good evening to everyone on the net.
4DOS, Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Calpan, negative and negative.
West. Will you check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
Recheck, Gary.
I got you, Stephen. Be right back to you. Let me recognize these folks. It's KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. Tell your sweet bride we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to mine. And then we got KO4QLG, that's Mother Brother by Different Mothers, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4QHV, that's Mr. Nick. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being here, Nick. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Good signal as always there, Mr. Bill, up there from Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us over here. And last but not least, we got Brother Richard, K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Richard. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, Gary. Hope you enjoy your having a good evening. Good evening to everybody on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda, also over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Had a recheck a moment ago from KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, go ahead with your recheck.
Affirmative, Gary. I just wanted to ask you if you will, Gary, to make sure that our Hamfest or Garth Fest announcement for next year. Be sure, Gary, Gary, that gets an, I realize, Gary, that between now and the first of next year is a number of months away, but still, Gary, will you and yourself and the other net controllers make sure that this gets announced as much as possible in between now and then when our best time comes up, arrives next year, Gary?
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. To answer your question, Mr. Stephen, yes. We will take care of that. Make sure that you're the Garth Fest down there in Greenwood. It's the Greenwood Ham Fest. It's still on. It's on for next year. It will be held this coming year, and we'll promote it. You know, from now until the 11th of January, when it will be there in its entirety. But I'll be happy to do that for you, Stephen. No problem there. Over.
Combat Gary, that was all I was going to ask of you. I would appreciate it as I always do of you, Gary. If you would make sure that gets done. And with that, I'll say 7-3 and good night to you and Miss Joy, and turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
All right, Stephen, 7-3 to you, and tell Miss Jennifer again we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Look forward to seeing you. Continuing with roll call, we'll move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AOS. Number one, please check in and out. KI4, VLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda. And Asheville.
DOS. You please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
KI4DOS, could you please check in November 4, Victor Uniform Tango? That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville. I'm going to be negative negative. Thank you, Gary, for calling the net.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Ms. Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Ms. Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4VUT, that's Mr. Jamie, up there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jamie. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Joy, everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
4DOF. And everybody on the net. Please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW, Tony. Also, Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo. KQ4JSK Kim. We're located in Nashville and we'll be just in and out. 7-3s.
For DLS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony. And his sweet bride, KQ4JSK. That's Miss Kim. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tony. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate y'all being with us. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tony, y'all made couple number 7 this evening. That's a pretty good record, you know. 7 husbands and wives in here tonight. Appreciate y'all being with us. And hope y'all are doing well. net is Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Echo Zoo Hotel Group, E3H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. And thanks for calling the net, Gary. Please tell Joy at least and I said hello.
It sounds like you got that group to yourself tonight. KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. I did hear your cohort check in tonight. We're going to have to send out a search party after Harry. But anyway, we're glad to get you in here, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Everyone on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. He's at home down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Magical Michael. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. We'll move on up now to the very patient group on the Wednesday night, the India through Lima group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James of Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send safety threes for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy doing good. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Joy have a good evening and great. Hope everybody else has a good evening. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. Then we got W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of you and Miss Beverly are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy and Sid. You won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Do appreciate you being with us. I hope y'all are doing well. Also like to say good evening to KE6KEN. That's Mr. Ken. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I hope y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Mentioned my pretty little bride several times, but we'll go ahead and recognize her, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she is in there entertaining our company that's down from Statesville, North Carolina. They're having a good time in there while I'm on the radio. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Thank you.
in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative, negative, and hope 73's to everybody on the net tonight.
4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4IPB. That's Mr. Paul. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge. Yes.
Yeah, 4DOS.
Go ahead, John.
I don't think the Echo Link picked me up. This is KI4GOD, John in Simpsonville. I tried checking in on the radio, too, and I couldn't get through for some reason. But thanks for running the net. 73 is all. KI4GOD.
All right, John. We got you in the log there, young man. I'm sorry you're having problems getting checked in on the radio and stuff from Simpsonville. But we got you in the log. KI4GOD, Mr. John, down there in Simpsonville. And Echo Link did pick you up there, young man, so we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, as normally means we got everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we're going to thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. The item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. It's HF transceiver. He has the microphone, the manual, the box, the power cord. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fails? The map is for sale. It's an MFJ 986. That's an IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fails? The map is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. That's a HF transceiver. It's in excellent condition, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Come up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply that has a built-in speaker. It's a 22 to 25 amp power supply, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Come up is for sale. It's an Astron 240-volt, 70-amp power supply. He says it's brand new, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The month is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. He says it's in mint condition, and he would like $600 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. Is the amplifier with tubes in it. He also has a brand new set of 572B matching tubes for this amplifier, and he would like $2,000 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up. Sent me an email. He found two FMB 41 9.6 volt nickel metal hydride batteries. They were for a Yaesu FT50. They were for a Yaesu FT50 HT. He said any reasonable offer for these two batteries. One's a 1,500 amp hour. The other one's a 1,000. So does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TL922A. That's a 1 kW amplifier. It's wired for 115 volts. It does have the 10-meter kit. It's been added and is says so on the front panel. It comes with the operating manual, the service manual, and interface table for a Kenwood rigs. And he would like $1,400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an MFJ-1704. That's an antenna switch. He would like $40 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an HF Signals Antenio SWR watt meter and more. He would like $40 for it or best offer. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-989C. That's a manual antenna tuner. He says it's working excellent working condition, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-267. That's a dummy low watt meter. It's in good condition, recently calibrated, and very accurate. And he would like $139 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu SP2000 speaker. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? And we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811 with three new matching tubes. And he would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody list anything, or, well, I did too. I had that FMB41 batteries listed tonight, so I did have one new listed. But anyway, appreciate all y'all, all you folks listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. We'll continue that next week. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to react to you? Call KI4DOS. I'll go over here and see who's first up on a clean, shiny, dry step, and that would be Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to? You're sounding better there, young man.
I4DOS and the net. This is KK4JBQ. I am feeling somewhat better, yes indeed. I'll have to say. I suppose I'm guarded in that I don't want to, well, my dad would call it backslide. Oh, that has several meanings, I suppose. But I'm taking it easy and not pushing too hard. I'm not extending my stay in the hottest part of the day, but I have enjoyed these cooler mornings. I was just looking at the weather app on my phone, and I'm sure everybody's aware of such things. And the curious thing is that the nighttime temperatures are falling below 70. This coming 10 days, half of them, the nighttime temperatures are in the 60s. So the thing is, things are changing out there in the natural world. You won't notice it much indoors because we like to keep things just so, you know, indoors. And so during the hot part of the day, I don't show my face out there. But I get a little bit of yard work done, a little bit of repairs on things because, well, how can I put this? I'm not as snappy as I once was, and it takes me a little longer to to execute. Now I can plan. I can plan weeks ahead, but just have to be careful about how quickly I try to execute it. Little gutter work, little siding work, lots of plant work. Things get a little messy if you let plants just take their lead, you know, and go. So there'll be a little digging in the ground and a little trimming here and there on things that are kind of shaggy. Donna likes to do spring cleaning and such as that in the fall. I don't know. It's just something I've observed about her way of doing things, and I do like to get her involved in these things, so I've kind of moved that into the fall. But during my inside efforts today, I made a little bit of progress on my recording my analog tapes to digital format. I got another 5 of those things done. Slow progress. I have to say this is more than I had imagined it would be. And it's going to be a real treasure once I've got these little digital files. taking it off of the tape, which is in real time. So if the tape is an hour, it takes an hour to record it. But then the cleanup and whatnot is, it goes quicker. So that's what I'm doing in my retirement. What you doing in your retirement these days, Gary? KK4 JPQ.
First, let me say that, I kind of agree with Donna. You know, not only do you need to spring cleaning, but you need fall cleaning as well. You accumulate a lot of dust and who knows what, opening and closing the doors, going in and out during the summer. And so it's a good thing to clean up real good, just like you do in the spring after being closed up all winter. So it's a good thing. I kind of agree with that. I'm glad that you guys got some of your yard work done, and I'm with you. I can still do what I used to be able to. It just takes me longer to do it now. And, you've been working on your digital swap over from your tapes to digital format for a while, but as you stated, you know, if it takes an hour to play the tape, it's going to take an hour to record it. So, you know, you got to grin and bear it, I guess. But I'm sure you will be ecstatic when you get it all done. As far as what have I been doing in my retirement, our friends from Statesville came down. They came down Monday, visited with us Monday afternoon, and Tuesday we went out and did a little work on a retaining wall. I went out and did a little more work on it today, got the retaining wall up, and it looks marvelous, Larry, to be honest with you. I'm just so pleased with it. I've been wanting to get that done for a good long while now, and Rick is an artist when it comes to brick masonry. He's really good at it, but he did it for a lot of years, you know, but he enjoys it, which is a good thing. And he really fascinates me, and I learned quite a bit while we've been undergoing this project. But it's just about wrapped up now, and I've got a few more little tiny details we're going to take care of tomorrow. But my tire's starting to show, Larry.
If I can ask a question about the retaining wall. It's been some time since I've been to your place. I have a picture in my mind, so it might help if I understood it. This is the wall in front of the property, or maybe back near your new building. And how's the new building going?
Yeah, I forgot you have been over here. The retaining wall is back at in the back of the property, back there towards the what we will be calling the barn. It's not a barn. It's going to be a 24x24 metal building with a roll-up door and a walk-in door. And we're getting ready to get. I'm ready, waiting on it to come in. Talked to those people the other day, and they said that everything is progressing the way it should. They did ask me the actual size of the concrete pad, and I told them what it was, and they said, well, that's what your building is, and I said, yes. And they said, well, we don't like to put the anchor bolts right on the edge of the concrete. And I said, okay. And they said, do you mind if we put some mounting brackets on the inside? And I said, well, how far are they going to stick out? She said, about 2¼ inches. I said, no problem. I said, you go right ahead and do what you have to do. So they had to modify the mounting structure on the building before they decide to come down and put it up. And so they're having put these mounting brackets on there. So it's going to put it back about 4 inches away from the edge of the concrete, which is a good thing because that helps keep the concrete from cracking.
The things that might be specific and terribly important in one trade or another, people write books about such things, don't they? And the building trades, oh my goodness, that's my dad was proud during his life that he had built so many buildings, and he had taken down so many buildings, he put on so many roofs, and he was just a jack of all trades. He did everything but plumbing. I don't know why he scared away or shied away from plumbing work. It's the only thing I ever knew my dad to hire out done. We had to have some plumbing work done, and I will say he started in a house that was probably over 50 years old when he took a look at the at a slow running bathtub. Metal piping, and this is just galvanized, okay? Nothing fancy like people are using today. Just galvanized piping for potable water to the bathtub. He took a piece of that out and found that it had calcified quite a bit. And that's why it ran slow. He took one look at that and he says, well, and he imagined that the whole house was this way, of course. So he started looking up plumbers. And I have a great respect for the trades. People who do electrical work and construction of all kinds. I've done some concrete block work, poured a few pads of concrete. It's good to know about such things, but it is incredibly fraught with detail. What do you say?
With you, it most definitely is in the details. And as far as your dad not doing the plumbing work, I've done quite a bit of plumbing. Well, because I necessarily wanted to, but plumbing is one of those things that you can lose your religion over really quickly. It takes let me put it this way. I'm not going to get on a soapbox or anything, but when you ask for patience, don't be surprised at the answer you get. And if you ask for patience, you might get a plumbing job.
I had to expand on that a little bit. I just can't put all those words, I can't make a meaning out of that. Help me out here.
Plumbing is one of those things that can make you pull your hair out, irritate, aggravate you, upset you, most times you're in a tight space. Your motions are limited, and you have to be very patient with it. It doesn't go as quickly as you would like to, and it gets on your nerves real quick, and you bang your head, you bang your fingers, and all this stuff. I don't know if your dad ever used that phrase, I'm going to lose my religion over it, because it my dad used it more than once, because something would make him mad. And he said, I'm going to lose my religion over it, so he would walk away from it for a while. But, if you've ever asked, for patience, sometimes you get a response from the Creator that makes you sit back and be patient and wait. And that's kind of what I meant by that.
That clears it up. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for electricians. I have just as much respect, although it's a totally different trade, for plumbers. We've had some plumbing work done here. Found a fellow who has his own business. He's bringing his children up in the trade, and he brings his 12-year-old boy with him. And it's just marvelous to watch him and to listen to the very specific language that he uses. He wants the boy to, to have all the answers, and to watch his dad. I just marvel at that. And I don't know where his first name's Kevin. I don't know where he picked up his skills, whether he went to a trade school or whatnot. But those folks in the trades, they earn a good living. You still have to be a proper business person. You have to watch those P's and Q's as well. But the first time I ever saw the man, we had our water closets changed in all three bathrooms. And he would loosen the base there and get everything all ready to take the old one out. And he just reached down there and grabbed it in a big, hug, okay? And he stood right up and walked right out with it. It was a heavy thing, that's the picture I'm trying to paint. And I've never seen anybody handle one quite like that. Put the new one in quite the same. So, plumbing takes a good bit of physical prowess also. Anyway, as I said, I worked with my dad, and a lot of framing work, not so much trim work. He wasn't into that. And he left the painting up to my mom, which is another whole story. I'll just mention this one peculiarity about my mom and painting. When she would open a can of paint, I don't care what color it is, everything became that color. She I recall Dad put in a new post for our letterbox, for a mailbox. And he said to Mom, he says, why don't you paint that? Paint whatever color you like. He just wanted to give it a little protection, And so Mom painted it blue. And then while that can of paint was open, she painted a shed door She painted a glider out in the front on the front porch. A lot of things became blue. I'll never forget that about my mother. And it's, you know, it's just something I'd never seen anybody else do. He'd walk around with a can of paint open and a wet brush looking for something to paint. KK4JBQ.